This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
How about we get a war with Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com? It's been a couple weeks since I've had this microphone and talked to you all. I am back, refreshed, revitalized, and re-energized from a little vacation I took up in northern Nevada. I always like to break out into the wilderness, you know, get away from the crowds, get away from the news. But I was still, you know, on top of it, still keeping track of all the craziness that's going on coming out of D.C. as well as just across this country. And so I'm happy always to be here each and every Tuesday. And while I'm gone, things change, right? They changed the name to War Raw and Unfiltered, and that's definitely what both Wayne and I are, because when you get us behind this microphone, we're not going to be suppressed, we're not going to be deplatformed, unless, of course, we swear on air, but we're not, our algorithms, our sound waves here are not going to be manipulated by Google or big tech to suppress our voices. So you are going to get all of the news raw and unfiltered. And as you know, as you've listened to this show, you've probably heard me before. If not, welcome to this show. I hope you enjoyed. I know you will. We've got a great audience. But a lot of bombs, right? A lot of bombs have been going off this past weekend, so I'm happy to drop some bombs on this air and light up the mic. But speaking of bombs, there are some bombs that are going off that the mainstream media simply doesn't want, they don't want to talk about. They want to talk about the racism because that's all the Democrats have is racism. And 2 weeks ago, Joe Biden was a racist. And 1 week ago, Nancy Pelosi was a racist. But for the past 3.5 years, we've been hearing that, you know, Donald Trump is a racist. And then he proved it, of course, by dropping the Twitter bomb on Sunday. But over the weekend, another bomb went off. And the mainstream media is ignoring it. And I actually think they're complicit in some of it. And what I'm talking about is the paramilitary arm of the Democrat Party, whether they call themselves the Justice Democrats or the Democratic Socialists or Progressives. They started calling our federal facilities, our ICE detention facilities, concentration camps. And those concentration camp talking points that were coming from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar, the squad, as they have been nicknamed, the commie squad, I like to call them. They were referring to concentration camps as our federal detention centers, our ICE federal detention centers, and that radicalized a leftist, an Antifa member, who used concentration camps in his manifesto before he stormed and firebombed a federal building, an ICE facility. 6 times he used concentration camps in his manifesto, using the same exact language as the darling Justice Democrat, Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who hates this country. She obviously has disdain for those in law enforcement who she refers to and alludes to as the Gestapo. We also had the intellectual bankrupt moron out of Hollywood named Alyssa Milano, who Dianne Feinstein invited to the Kavanaugh hearings. She was referring to Mike Pence as one of a German general when he went and toured the facility at the Texas border. So this violent rhetoric seems to have radicalized an Antifa member who firebombed a federal facility. The same weekend, Antifa stormed another detention center as masquerading as the Lights of Liberty across the country. It was lightsforliberty.org. Lights for Liberty sounds so much nicer, doesn't it? And they look much nicer. The dupes that joined Lights for Liberty over in Aurora, Colorado, took down our American flag and replaced it with a Mexican flag. Does that sound like an act of war to you? Kind of sounds like an act of war to me. So two ICE facilities were attacked this weekend, and not one member of the mainstream media has asked a question about it. Not one Democrat representative, specifically Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who referred to these centers as concentration camps, who the firebomber referred to six times in his manifesto, she did not have any comment about it. She remained stone cold silent, along with her squad member, the anti-Semite in chief, Ilhan Omar. They want to talk about racism. Yeah, I want to talk about anti-Americanism. I want to talk about communism. I want to talk about socialism. I want to talk about radicalism that is directly buried and rising from the dead in the left. We have been in this fight against communism for as long as I can remember. History teaches us this. Unless, of course, you were taught history in the last 30 years. Then you have a warped vision of history, and that is why we have Generation Z, which is 18 to 24-year-olds, believing that Stalin is actually a better figure than George Bush. Now, George Bush isn't one of my favorite presidents, but he was no Stalin, and I can tell you what, that Trump is no Hitler. But we have the squad, the leaders now of the Democrat Party, the faces of the Democrat Party. The faces of the Democrat Party have gone from John F. Kennedy to some dope named Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's a puppet. She is nothing. She might be an econ major from Boston University, but she's not smart. She's a puppet. And she's manipulated by her chief of staff, who was wearing a Nazi t-shirt, a Nazi revolutionary t-shirt on social media. Anybody got a question of this cat, who's her chief of staff, whose name I can't pronounce, Shakiri Kukbari or something like that? I'll get the correct pronunciation. But I have some questions. Why are you wearing a Nazi sympathizer activist t-shirt on social media? Do you revere him, much like your leftist justice Democrats revere Che Guevara? I've been using the word communist for a long time to describe the left. And I'm finally, Lindsey Graham calls them exactly what they are, communists. And Donald Trump said, well, I don't know if they're communists, but they're definitely socialists. Well, why doesn't somebody tell me what the difference is between a socialist and a communist? Last election cycle, I recall Hillary Clinton and Jar Jar, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, was asked, what's the difference between a socialist and a Democrat? They were asked that, I believe, by Wolf Blitzer, I believe, and neither one could tell him the difference. Now we've evolved, as the progressives say, into asking what the Democrat, what's the difference between a socialist and a communist? Because the Democrat Party is loaded with them. Loaded. And so Nancy Pelosi has been backed into a corner by Donald Trump. Which way does she go? Joe Biden has been backed into the corner by the squad and Donald Trump. But Joe Biden's getting more left. Joe Biden has the audacity to call this president racist when Joe Biden is on camera telling us all that every 7-Eleven is run by an Indian guy with an accent. You got to have an Indian accent in order to run a 7-Eleven. Barack Obama didn't speak with, oh no, that was Harry Reid. Barack Obama didn't speak with a Negro dialect. I think that was Harry Reid. But all of a sudden Trump says, if you don't like our country, go back to the country you came from and fix it. Which was specifically aimed at Omar, the anti-Semite elected in. Oh, by the way, did you know? Do you know her constituents are? Ilhan Omar's constituents? They reside in the number one terrorist recruitment capital of the United States of America. That would be Minnesota, St. Paul, and Minneapolis. And so we have Ilhan Omar, who takes to the stage and also claims, of course, that the president is an Islamophobe, another term made up by the left. Because Islam is not a race, much like illegal immigration is not a race. So you can't be racist against a religion or racist against a crime. But the Democrats now are manipulating the words, right? They always manipulate the words. They use euphemisms instead of really showing how their policies are destructive. For example, the Affordable Health Care Act. Yeah, there was nothing health care about it, and it wasn't affordable. But the press wants to talk about racism. There's charges of racism. Nancy Pelosi has a huge resolution, big resolution to declare the president's a racist. Those tweets are racist. But she wouldn't have the same. She didn't have the same fortitude or guts to censure Ilhan Omar. No one's censuring anybody on the left. They seem they can do anything. Because while I was driving here, before I got here, there was a big, fight that breaks out on the House floor. And what happens, is that I was catching it on the news, is that Nancy Pelosi basically disparaged the president on the House floor. And that is not per House rules. She said, well, I got it through the parliamentarian. So now it's delayed. So they are going to insult this president in even our own chambers. Class has left the building, but it hasn't left this mic. We'll be right back after this break. So happy to be with you this hour. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. You're listening to War, Raw, and Unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. Al Arute. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment's show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. This is the ultimate capitalist weapon when you use it within the vehicle of health care. This is Christian health sharing and capitalism combined, and it is fantastic. There are no windows, no limit enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I saved $18,000 a year, year one, year two, and now year three. We're coming to the second half of year three, so it'll be $54,000 over 3 years. And they reimbursed me for a major dental bill for my son. They reimbursed me for 3 doctor visits in 2019. And then they reimbursed me for, they didn't reimburse me. They basically paid the whole bill for the doctors, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, the hospital, the surgery, you name it, for my kidney stones in February. Amazing. I love these guys. Unbelievable. I never got this kind of treatment from a health insurance company. I'd much rather be with Christian Health Sharing. This is the model for America. $107 a month for a single and $449 a month for a family is where both prices start and just barely goes up from there. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to lightyourliberty.com. Thank you, Liberty Health Share.
Welcome back to War, Raw and Unfiltered. You're listening to Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. I fill in for War every Tuesday, usually. I've been gone for a couple weeks, so if you haven't heard my voice, that's why. But every 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern hour, you'll hear this voice. Wayne gets a workout in, does whatever he does. He's got a new puppy that he's training, real cute, named Buddy. So cute. No, Bubba. Bubba is the puppy. Very cute puppy. But nonetheless, happy to be with you. Happy to throw some bombs across this mic. I open this show pretty strong. Got some texts. Thank you very much for listening. I'm on fuego, and the reason I'm on fuego is because I'm quite tired of seeing the racist card being played. Trump is trumping the racist card, but there's people like Mitch McConnell that simply don't necessarily play this new leftist game. I've been following leftists for a long time. I used to protest against them when they used to show up in my town. I actually made Nancy Pelosi take a helicopter across the street because we had the entire entrance of the Hilton blocked off. I understand the underbelly of the left because I've been in their faces, and they've been in mine. And so the underbelly of the left includes Nancy Pelosi because she willingly, knowingly broke House rules. That broad's been around that chamber for a long time. She knows better, but she purposely wanted to add the drama to the political theater. Because that's all this show is about today, folks. Not this radio show, the Washington, D.C. show, and Nancy Pelosi is the producer and the director of it. And she's got some really bad actors. And so Nancy Pelosi goes to the House floor. This is all breaking news within the last hour. Pelosi's, this is the headline from Fox News. Pelosi's comments on Trump's racist comments ruled out of order after floor fight erupts. Let me give you the background. Escalating tensions on Capitol Hill erupted into a floor fight in the House of Representatives on Tuesday afternoon as Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke in favor of a proposed resolution condemning racist comments by President Trump. And Pelosi's words were eventually ruled out of order by House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer. The words used by the gentlewoman from California contain an accusation of racist behavior on the part of the president. Hoyer said the words should not be used in debate. So Steny and Nancy have been pals for just about the same amount of time. So Nancy knew what she was doing. Steny called her on it. The House then voted 232 to 190 not to strike Pelosi's words from the record and started a separate vote afterward on whether to ban her from speaking on the House floor for the rest of the day. Democrats voted along party lines in favor of effectively overruling Hoyer and keeping Pelosi's comments on the record, with one Democrat member of Congress telling Fox News, "We're going to defend our speaker." The dramatic episode began when Pelosi's prepared remarks turned personal and Georgia Republican Rep. Doug Collins rose to challenge her and demand that her words be taken down. The extraordinary rebuke was the first of its kind involving a member of Congress and a Speaker of the House in decades. And Trump, of course, is tweeting all along. I'll bring you those tweets afterwards. But he basically warned Republicans, don't you dare fold to this absolute hit job. And that's what it is. Because they're certainly not fighting on behalf of the American people, are they? They certainly aren't fighting about the humanitarian crisis at the border, which was a manufactured crisis 3 months ago. So we'll bring you back to that show on this show right after this break. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, and you're listening to War, Raw and Unfiltered.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
War now.
You- USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Civil rights and immigration groups have filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's new rules that could dramatically limit asylum claims by Central American migrants seeking to enter the United States. The suit, filed in a Northern California federal court on Tuesday, alleges the new asylum policy is an unlawful effort to significantly undermine, if not virtually repeal, the U.S. asylum system at the southern border. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell responds to tweets and comments from President Trump today on Capitol Hill.
Well, the president's not a racist. The president's not a racist. And I think the tone of all of this is not good for the country. But it's coming from all different ideological points of view. That's the point. To single out any segment of this, I think, is a mistake.
And the Dow lost 24 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Big event coming up this Thursday. Call them now. Well, don't call them. You got to click. You don't call anymore. You just click. You go to Eventbrite and you click. July 18th, this Thursday. Emerald at Queensridge, located in Summerlin. T.K. Crabb, a great conservative Republican activist here in Las Vegas, has put the event together. And it is called An Evening with Candace Owens. And it's Wayne Allen Root welcoming Candace Owens to Las Vegas, because I will be the opening speaker, the host, and the master of ceremonies for a great evening. The VIP doors open at 5:30 for a photo op with Candace Owens. And then hors d'oeuvres, and then at 7 o'clock, the doors open for regular tickets, and the event will start around 7:15. Go to Eventbrite, type in An Evening with Candace Owens, click on tickets, and put in the promo code ROOTS. ROOTS. So go to Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E, type in An Evening with Candace Owens, click on the word tickets, put in the promo code ROOTS, and I'll see you on Thursday night, this Thursday, July 18th.
And welcome back to War, Raw and Unfiltered. This is Megan Barth, ReaganDave.com, and this hour, every Tuesday, I fill in for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be back at the 7 o'clock Eastern hour, 4 o'clock Pacific. Happy to light up this mic for you each and every Tuesday, and any time that I'm given the opportunity, because I love to drop some bombs. I just had a listener say that he's going to send me a flamethrower. I've always wanted a flamethrower. But when they can't see the light, make them feel the heat, and so that was one of my favorite sayings by Ronald Reagan. We bring a lot of light in the respect that light is truth and the heat is our words, as well as we need to make them feel the heat. And there's not many Republicans, like I said, that know how to tango with these Taoists, these communists, these Marxists, these anti-Semites. So we had this whole theater going on, directed and produced by Nancy Pelosi. She now, her comments have been struck from the record. And the guy that called her out on it is Senator Doug Collins. I'm just going to read you his tweet real quick. He said, "We expect each other to speak fairly, truthfully, and respectfully of our fellow members of Congress and of the President, not because we agree with each other at all times, but because of our great respect for the Americans who elected us to represent them. We expect each other to speak fairly, truthfully, and respectfully of our fellow members of Congress and of the President, not because we agree with each other." Because we have great respect. That was a double print. Sorry. So that was but because we have great respect for the Americans who elected us to represent them. Now, where did this House rule come from? Right, this decorum of how the leadership as well as the representatives conduct themselves in the people's house. It's not Nancy's house. It's our house. The House relied on Cannon's Book of Precedents. Cannon's Book of Precedents, that's C-A-N-N-O-N apostrophe S, Book of Precedents, authored by the late Missouri Representative Clarence Cannon. And guess what? Clarence Cannon was a Democrat. Cannon's book says that personal criticism, innuendo, ridicule, and terms of opprobrium are out of order in the House. Nancy Pelosi is out of order. The Democrat Party is out of order. The Democrat Party has a huge fissure in it right now, saying, geez, should we be socialists or should we be anti-American communists? That's the choice that's facing the Democrats across this country. And guess what? A lot of Democrats across this country don't like that choice. I'm sure that Wayne covered it yesterday, but I'll remind you in case he didn't, or remind you in case he did, that a polling of swing Democrat voters recognize who AOC and Omar are, Ilhan Omar, but they don't like them. They recognize them. They're highly recognized. They could probably pick them out of a crowd, even though they're junior senators, which is amazing in and of itself, that these two anti-American, anti-Semitic communists are recognizable that quickly. And so, but the press has been complicit, right, in raising their media profile because they're the darlings of the new left, the Justice Democrats. And I was
listening to Neil Cavuto before I left for the studio today, and I forgive me, I don't have the rep's name, but he was a Democrat rep from Texas, and he referred to Justice Democrats as they're the socialists. He said, I'm a moderate Democrat. But see, now moderate Democrats have been raked across the coals by the squad. They have been referred to as the segregationists of the Democrat Party. And so even David Axelrod and Rahm Emanuel are realizing, and even Rahm Emanuel referred to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's chief of staff as a snot-nosed punk. That's the Chicago way to put it, being that I'm from right outside Chicago. That's exactly how we speak, right? But the mainstream media doesn't want to talk. They want to highlight these women of color, but they don't want to ask them any questions. Like, for example, Ilhan Omar, do you really believe that, do you believe or do you praise Al-Qaeda? She wouldn't answer that question. Actually, one reporter asked that question. Ilhan Omar, did you commit immigration fraud when you married your brother? That would be another great question for the mainstream media to ask. But new documents revisit questions about Rep. Ilhan Omar's marriage history. Now, this comes out of the Star Tribune. And now, the Star Tribune is very interesting because the Star Tribune is her paper of record. And they were doing everything they could to cover up her past up until a point when actually Laura Loomer walked in there and dropped a bomb and exposed Ilhan Omar. And what thanks did Laura Loomer get for exposing this fraud? She got banned from Twitter. She got banned from PayPal. She got banned from Uber. She got banned from they deliver food to your house. Uber Eats or whatever. So she got banned from basically every social media platform, including platforms on how she can make money. So her investigative reporting got her banned, silenced, demonetized. And so there's a lot of questions that come out of this state probe. So there was a state probe of campaign violations that show that Ilhan Omar, the anti-Semitic Democrat from Minnesota, filed federal taxes in 14 and 15 with her current husband, Ahmed Hirsi, while legally married to but separated from Ahmed Nur Saeed Elmi. New investigative documents released by a state agency have given fresh light to lingering questions about the marital history of Rep. Ilhan Omar and whether she once married a man, possibly her own brother, to skirt immigration laws. Immigration fraud. She skirted immigration laws. Who else does she want to skirt immigration laws? Well, the children at the border in cages. So Ilhan Omar says she has denied the allegations in the past, dismissing them as baseless rumors. First raised in an online Somali politics forum and championed by conservative bloggers during her 16 campaign for the Minnesota House. But she has said little then since she's become a House member. The reason why she said little is because every time a mic is shoved in front of her face by one of her adoring reporting fans, they never ask her the question, did you commit immigration fraud when you married your brother? Or no. But see, if she doesn't answer, then there's no right answer or wrong answer given, right? So it's better to stay silent. But the questions need to be asked. So the question surfaced again this month in a state probe of campaign finance violations showing that Omar filed federal taxes in 14 and 15 with her current husband, yet she was legally separated but still married to Elmi. The new documents also detail the Omar's campaign efforts to keep the story of her marriage to Elmi out of the press, arguing that detailed coverage would legitimize, check this out, the accusations and invasion of her privacy. Oh, so you just can't ask questions because that's now an invasion of your privacy? Since the recent findings of the Campaign Finance Board that discovered Omar had improperly used campaign money to pay a lawyer to fix her tax filings, the Star Tribune searched public records, including available databases, the marriage and divorce filing business licenses, university records, and other documents, and could find little publicly available information about Elmi. The search of records can neither conclusively confirm nor rebut the allegation that he is Omar's sibling. Sent a list of questions and requests to talk to her siblings and father, Omar declined to do so. Hirsi did not reply to multiple calls, texts, and emails. Social media posts indicate Elmi is in Africa. He did not respond to multiple emails. Omar's reticence is consistent with near total silence she has maintained for 3 years
amid questions raised through public records picked over by conservative opinion journalists intent on proving that she committed immigration fraud. Those attacks, she once tweeted, are the provenance of fake journalists on bigoted blogs. I'll remind you again, Islam is not a race. And questions that ask if you violated immigration fraud because it seems like you were married to two men at once, one being your brother, allegedly, is a fair question to ask. And so we'll keep asking those questions on this show. And I know the social media influencers at the social media summit held in the White House last week will also keep pushing that narrative, because we cannot accept the narrative of the left, which is being pushed by the mainstream media. Because once we do that, we lose. We have to push back. And I know we have a caller, but I cannot see the screen. Oh, there we go. We got John in Palm Desert online. Oh, I only got a minute. What's that, Chris? I'll do it after the break. John, we'll get back to you after the break. I lost time, so I apologize for that. Just hold on a couple more minutes. You do as well out there in war land. You're listening to War Raw and Unfiltered. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com, and we'll be right back.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
How about back to Megan Barth for Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Always happy to be with you every single Tuesday. Can't believe that this hour has already flown by, and I'm going to have to say goodbye to you after this next one. But you'll say hello to Wayne Allen Root at the top of the hour. Again, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, war, raw, or Wayne Allen Root now, I guess. Raw, or no, it's war, raw and unfiltered. I have to get that right. War, raw and unfiltered. I said if I had Wayne Allen Root's name, I would monogram everything. My pillowcases, my robes, everything, my towels. But I want to go to some callers because we've got some callers waiting. John, we'll get to you on line one. Thanks for being patient.
Thank you,
Hi.
Megan.
You're welcome.
I'm from Palm Desert, and I love it out here. And but this idea about racism, and these four babes are beautiful that are trying to go to war with our president. He got nothing against them. It's just their rhetoric is so weird. I mean, there really is no reason for racism. There are no black people and there are no white people. You put anybody against a black sheet of paper, there's going to be a contrast. You put anybody against a white sheet of paper, there's going to be a contrast. And even our president, he wants to be darker. He's in the tanning booth quite a bit. They pointed that out a while ago. And so there's no reason for this racism. We're all the same except for the pigment on our skin. And I was talking to a lady this morning about that. And she says, well, I want to get really dark. But she figured out that she didn't have the pigmentation to go black. But so, you know, we are what we are, but we're all sons and daughters of Noah, I know some people don't believe in the Bible, but there's so much in the Bible that validates it. They found out where they crossed the Red Sea, they got the chariot wheels on the Pharaoh at the bottom of the Red Sea. He drowned there, you know, and his
well,
chariot
John,
wheels
I think
down
you-
there.
John, I thank you for your call, and I get your point. But let me tell you why the race card is being played. There's every reason to scream racism from a political standpoint, and that's always the default argument of the Democrats. Because number one, when you scream racism, you shut down the debate, you frame the debate. And number two, the people of color, whether they be Hispanic Americans, African Americans, Asian Americans, and then of course women. They are walking away from the Democrat Party. So how else do you get some of the base back, but without charges of racism? You don't. So you must make people believe that this president is racist. And the more and more you say it, and I thank you for your call, John, the more and more you say it, the more and more the Alinskyites will hope that it's pushed through to the truth. For example, over on CNN, MSNBC, they said racist, the word racist, more than 1,100 times regarding the Trump go back tweet since Sunday. 1,100 times. Then Ocasio-Cortez says Trump's mind and heart are racist. She must be a psychologist or a cardiologist. That's a new one to me. Last time I checked, she was a bartender. And then, of course, now you have Chuckie Schumer, who's saying that he backs the Reparation Commission. No, he now wants reparations. So you have to understand the Democrat Party, because they're all about the color of skin. They're not about the content of the character. It's all about dividing us between races and genders and sexuality and religions. It's the divide and conquer strategy. And while they're dividing and conquering, there is a cancer that has been growing and metastasizing within the Democrat Party, and that cancer is socialism. Or communism, or Marxism, or whatever ism you want to call it. They're all just one big totalitarian bag of Democrat goods. Okay, here we go. I don't have the roll call, but thank you, Chris, our producer, for telling me about some breaking news. House votes to condemn Trump's racist comments. Won't condemn Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitic comments. With only four Republicans backing the measure. Geez, I wonder who those four are. Oh, my goodness. Four Republicans. So that's going to be the target. But see, now, what you've got here are the Democrats infighting, that the four Republicans joining them. If those Republicans are in swing districts, I would be a little bit worried. If the Democrats are in swing districts, I'd also be worried, because the Democrats don't even like Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, the squad, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as they call themselves. So let the Democrat Party, John, keep screaming racist. We'll see if this political pawn, this political play, this political theater really works out to something of a trifecta for their win in 2020, but I don't think so. I don't think Americans really, truly are that stupid. And remember, the mainstream media relies on the stupidity of the American people. The Democrats rely on the stupidity of the American people. That is how they passed Obamacare. But they're not pulling the wool over our eyes on War, Raw, and Unfiltered. They certainly aren't pulling them over yours if you're listening and you have listened. But thank you so much for your ears. Wayne Allen Root is up next on War, Raw, and Unfiltered. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. And I'll see you next Tuesday.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Root.